Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Summer is here, which means vacation is right around the corner. Tune in to today's episode to learn tips and tricks for how to keep you and your family healthy on vacation.
Heck yeah, I love vacation. We're actually just off of a vacation, so this is actually very applicable, and we really do have some actual tips for you to use that I think you're going to be able to implement seriously well during one of your summer vacations this summer.
Yeah, we actually just got back from one that's kind of a bucket list. We went all the way out to Park City, Utah, and then hit Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and then Yellowstone and Big Sky.
Yes.
And had a great, great week. So I feel like we are fully capable of talking about this today.
Yes. But we might need to take some more vacations this summer just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Right.
No, but I think today's topic is awesome because this is something that over the years, I think that we have gotten better at. I wouldn't say we've perfected it, right, but I would say we are really good at it. And that is not just being good at vacations. I think we're good at that, but being good at doing vacations well in terms of your health.
Right.
I think so frequently people go on vacation and they stay up later, they sleep in more,
right,
they make poorer food decisions. They have more dessert.
Right.
They work out less.
Right.
And so really their vacation is a vacation away from health to some degree. And right, they might not have already been starting off in a good place.
Right. Right.
Where I think when we look at vacation, we look at vacation as a vacation away from maybe our normal day-to-day stressors.
Right.
But we look at vacation as a time not to sabotage, but to re-energize.
Yes. Really dig in.
Yeah. Like our whole point of vacation is, yep, that we go and make memories and have experiences, but that we actually capitalize on using that week to recharge our batteries to get back so that when we get back to life, we hit the ground running, and that the vacations are something we look forward to because they keep us doing our thing, not the opposite.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times on vacation, because we don't have to work, now we really get the chance to say, like, we're going to wake up every single morning and do our workout. Because some days, not all the days, some days I wake up and I'm like, oh, I got to jump right on this meeting, or oh, I need to get this thing done, or I need to run to the, and excuses why the workout can't happen. So the vacation is the time where you're like, hey, I'm setting this time aside, and I'm really looking at what are the things that I, like, when I'm taking a snapshot of my life, like my life goals, I want to be happy, I want to be healthy, I want to engage with my kids. On vacation, I'm spending those times making sure that I am really healthy, and that we are really happy on vacation, and I am engaging with my kids on vacation, and I can do that to my best ability when I'm really eating well and I'm doing my workouts.
Yeah. So we're going to go through about 10 tips here that when you're going on vacation, things to be thinking about from a nutritional standpoint. And then we also know that making your vacation healthy goes beyond nutrition and beyond food. So other things that we're doing every single day, you already kind of tackled one of those with the fitness.
Yes. I think
that's such a great thing. But here's, so we're going to get into this and how we do it. But like, as using the fitness as example, is these are things you're going to want to write down. These are things that every single day, if you just kind of hit these 10 things, and it's not going to be super challenging, I promise you, but if you can just hit these 10 things, then you're going to set up your vacation to be a healthier, more fun, more enjoyable vacation. And when you come back, you're going to come back feeling energized and not fatigued.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people say that they need a vacation after their vacation?
Oh,
that doesn't feel good.
You hear that. You hear that all the time from people.
And in fact, when we were on vacation, when we were on vacation, I saw this t-shirt that said, we walked by a store window and it said, I'm into fitness, fitting this pizza in my mouth.
Fitness pizza in my mouth.
Right. And I just thought, oh Lord. Oh Lord. But that does lead us into one of the first points and talking about making healthy food choices while you're on your vacation. And it's easier than you think. And one of the things that we have always done, we've done this for the past 15 years probably, is that if we're going on a road trip, right?
Yeah.
We are mapping out on that road trip. Where are we stopping? Where are we taking a break? And what are the food choices? What are the really good food choices? Yeah.
And this is easier than ever with apps on your phone. Like, you will do this a lot of times. We'll get in the car. We know, hey, we're not stopping for 3 hours. You already have the stop planned based on what restaurants, or is there a Whole Foods or that type of thing. So I think number one, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you on this, but I just wanted to give you a compliment on that. You're really good at that. But number one is have healthy snacks set aside for the vehicle.
Yes.
And then have your first stops planned and or plan out your trip ahead of time around where you can find healthy options for food. That way you're not caught in a pinch.
Absolutely. And we have found the most beautiful organic restaurants in the most random places that you, I mean, we have driven through, like, there's some of them are expected, right? We drive through Nashville and you're like, oh, of course you're going to find 100 different organic options and juice bars and things like that. We have found things in the backwoods of Alabama. We have found things in Georgia. We've found things in Michigan, like, all of the time. And it's beautiful to experience those parts of the countries and really stop in and get to know these people and what their mission. And you're going to find that there's a lot more of us than you think that are trying to really say, like, I want to step up what we're eating, and we're not just filling up with fast food and junk food and Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and all these places, which, you know, like, do what you will, do what you have with when you're in one of those locations, right? But you really can't take the time to do that research and then do the research of where your destination that you're going is. We have found every single year, sometimes we go to the same spot every year, sometimes we go to different spots. We have found that really researching, even if you go to the same spot every year, there's new food choices that open up all the time. So really planning out, when we've driven before, I've brought a protein shake blender before on vacation with us, because we were driving and because we had room, but really looking at the restaurants around you, sourcing out, we have found places that had fresh, you know, wild caught fish that they right there pulled in on the Gulf, or different options like that, that you can really look into and find something amazing.
That's good. I like that for sure. That brings us to the second one, which is if there aren't options, then bring your own. You know, absolutely, nowadays you can, you know, pack the Yeti cooler or whatever. We were just on this vacation. One of our friends was RVing across the country to meet with us, and they had the thing that hangs off the tailgate on the back.
Yes.
You know, a little cage up thing that you could throw the cooler on, whatever. And they packed a lot of their own food because they were, you know, having the camping experience.
Yep.
One thing that we've done recently, and this can be more reasonable than you think, particularly if you find the right person, is we have selected the menu and even, you know, talked about what we want and then hired in a chef.
Right.
Particularly if you're vacationing with another family, this is enjoyable because A, it's not as expensive as you'd think.
Right.
It usually costs very similarly to eating out, which people already do on vacation.
Right.
B, you get to enjoy the time, so you don't have to find the restaurant, sit there and for a 30-minute wait, try to appease all the kids at a
right.
table in a restaurant and keep them calm. Typically what happens is chef comes in, prepares food, you're entertaining, having fun with your kids. You sit down, have the meal. A lot of times we even have the chef prepare kids' food first.
Yep.
And then we sit down and eat. And then they actually clean up. That's the beautiful part too.
Yes. Yeah.
And it just saves you all this free time. I think it's actually worth its weight in gold. I think really I would pay twice as much to have that experience inside a vacation home, particularly if I'm vacationing with more than one family.
Right.
But you don't have to, because like at this last vacation, we actually found someone who is a recent graduate from culinary school,
yep.
hadn't worked a whole lot of jobs, and price wise was willing to really work with us well.
Right.
And it's just an awesome thing. And the neat thing about that was we got to pick the menu, we got to pick the food, yep. we yep. got to kind of supply the, you know, the cabinet.
Yes.
Also on this vacation, one thing we did too is your first stop should always be the grocery store.
Yes.
Always should be the grocery store. Buy the staples. So we bought the, you know, sparkling water, coconut water,
mm-hmm. the
fruit,
eggs.
All the fruit, yep. all eggs,
fruit. Yep.
the basic things. And I would say don't overcomplicate it. Really, your menu when you're on vacation should be a protein and either fruit or vegetable.
Yeah, we weren't trying to put a balsamic reduction on anything when we were on the vacation, right? We weren't trying to do a drizzle. We literally just kept it very basic, really straightforward. We had some, you know, lean meats and some eggs for breakfast and things that were really straightforward. But I think it was the first stop at the grocery store is such a big point.
So often people make bad decisions when they're on vacation because they're hungry. And there's some research on this that frequently we feel like we're hungry because the area in our brain that tells us it's a you know, the satiety
yes.
Center in our brain that tells us that we're hungry is actually wired in neurologically and linked to the same area that is attached to thirst. So when we're thirsty, sometimes we interpret that as being hungry.
Yep.
And most people on vacation aren't hydrated well. So tip number three would be stay hydrated. Water on vacation to you might mean swimming pools or beaches, but the reality is consuming enough water is really critical for health. So your goal on vacation, bare minimum, should be half your body weight in ounces of water.
Yes.
So if you're a 200-pound individual, as a male, you should be drinking 100 ounces of water every day. If you know you're a 150-pound female, you should be drinking 75 ounces of water every single day.
Absolutely. And I don't think that staying hydrated also means staying hydrated on pina coladas. So not saying that you can't have an alcohol.
Well, but in reality, people do, yeah, right? They go on vacation and they may be consuming some alcohol or whatever. And so they're drinking, you know, and so what happens is their water intake a lot of times actually goes down compared at home. They might stay hydrated really well, mm-hmm. but now that they're cutting loose and they might be having a cocktail or something, that they're actually drinking less water, not more. So again, just being mindful and being intentional about that. If you are going to have an alcoholic beverage, having a large glass of water in between each beverage.
Right.
And keeping hydrated.
Yep. Making sure that you're staying hydrated. The next tip that we have is be the influence that you want to be on your kids, which I think is obviously, we've talked about this. Go back in the podcast. You can listen to a few back episodes on, you know, how healthy tips for raising healthy kids. But the influence that you want to be on your kids is that they're going to mimic a lot of your behaviors, the things that you do when you're on vacation, yeah. the things that you do in everyday life, they're definitely watching. And the things that you do on vacation, they're definitely watching. So, I mean, it's definitely for us, all the food rules don't just go out the window just because we're on vacation. None of our kids are, you know, if we do go to a restaurant, they're not going to sit down and say, hey, I'll take a Coke and some chili cheese fries. It would just never fly. Yeah. Right. Like probably we wouldn't even be in a restaurant that serves Coke and chili cheese fries. I wouldn't know where to find one of those, but, the restaurants that we're choosing are different than that. Right.
And if we do bend a rule on vacation, I think it's important that we frame that for our kids. Like, hey, because we're on vacation, we're going to let you maybe order a dessert, but we're not going to do this every single meal. And in order to earn that dessert, you have to eat X, Y, and Z. So right. We're not saying that vacation isn't a time to celebrate whatever, but you have to frame the conversation and then eliminate the poor option. So again, when we stop on vacation, do we pick up snacks? Absolutely. They're healthier snacks. There's tons of fruit on the counter. You know, we notice that if there is junk food in the house, the kids are going to be all over it. So we really limit like what they're exposed to on vacation. And then that way, when we do go out and if we do decide to get an ice cream or something, which may be out of the norm for us, at least they've been making great decisions around, you know, the house and where we're staying or the hotel or whatever, because we have those great options available to them. Absolutely. Another one I think, and this is, you know, for some people, this is more concerning than others. We're on vacation with a family where they have a lot of sensitivity to gluten. And so just being aware of those sensitivities. So again, one of the beauties of eating and picking up your own food and or like hiring in the chef is you can design your own menu. And so this friend of ours that has more sensitivities to gluten, we had all gluten-free options in the house. You know, if we were using any you know, bread in terms of it was sprouted, healthy, gluten-free, you know, grain, sprouted grain bread. And just being aware of those food sensitivities, especially if you're vacationing with another family, mm-hmm. That you just are mindful of each other's needs and desires, it's going to make the vacation so much better together.
Absolutely. And I would say point number six. So we got 10 points ahead of us. Point number six is pre-plan some of those glitches that you're going to run into. I talked briefly before about how I've brought a Vitamix on vacation before, and I brought our Max Greens powder and our protein powder along with me because I just wanted to anticipate, is there any time that we might not have a meal in front of us and maybe make a bad choice, or we're not going to have breakfast on one of those days, or we're not going to, you know, is there anything going on that, so some of those things you can kind of anticipate beforehand and pre-plan some of those glitches. And sometimes you're even planning for us, us, we were traveling, you know, out of season. We're walking into the summer months and we were traveling somewhere where it was snowing and we're going to be in the cold. And so some of those things, I brought extra vitamin D. I brought extra daily defense because we're traveling. And, you know, sometimes your immune system comes up against other things when you're traveling that you really want to make sure that you're fighting them off well. And I wanted to support that as best we possibly could. So there was a lot of things. I brought some ginger essential oil, and we had a young man with us that was traveling that was car sick a lot. And that was really helpful for him to be able to pull out those. So some of those things, not that you want to pack, you don't want to have to bring an extra sidecar for all the things that you're packing, but some of these little items really make a huge difference.
For sure. And being mindful about where you're going. So for instance, we were at elevation. So having extra hydration, extra minerals, even we have a supplement that supports oxygenation. That's helpful when you're at elevation.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, being mindful of where you're going.
Being mindful of where you're going is a huge one.
And pre-plan for that.
Number seven, I would say, is make sleep a priority. And I'm not just saying that because I love sleep. Even though I do love sleep, but sleep is a big priority. And listen, when you're on vacation, there was one night when we were on this trip where I missed a lot of sleep that night, and it makes you so grumpy the next day, and you don't want to go on the hikes, or you don't, you know, you're like, oh, you're really dragging your butt around that day. And so really making sleep a priority. And one way, on my trips, when I go on vacation, I always bring our sleep and mood formula. It's a big deal to me. I do not want to miss a night of sleep on a vacation. I want to make sure that's all the way packed in. I want to make sure that I'm hitting that deep REM sleep. I want to make sure I'm well rested and I'm not cranky for everybody else that I'm with. And so I'm taking that sleep and mood formula at night. And I notice a big difference for us, for me this time on vacation, when I was like, oh, let me pull that sleep and mood formula out. I got a bad night's sleep, and I want to rectify that.
I think this is an important one to address, because this looks different for different people. And I'm not saying that there's not a preferred way to do it, but I'm up pretty early almost every morning when I'm at home. So on vacation, I like to sleep in a little bit more because that feels like a vacation to me.
Right.
So I tend to go to bed a little bit later and sleep in a little bit longer. Now, some people aren't wired that way. Some people won't be able to sleep in regardless of, and there were some of those that we vacationed with where they're used to getting up early, so they just kept getting up early. So that type of person needs to get to bed a little bit earlier to really maximize their sleep on vacation, you know, and that's, you know, I think that's you, is you're used to maybe being up a little bit later. And so getting to bed a little bit earlier felt like a vacation to you.
Absolutely.
Where for me, sleeping in a little bit more felt like a vacation to me. The problem, the thing that you have to acknowledge with this, is it can't compromise the other principles. So for instance, if I'm going to sleep in later, then the next point is build your fitness on your vacation.
Yep.
You know, here's the thing. Most people are like, their biggest excuse on why they don't have time to work out is because, or why they can't work out regularly, is because they don't have time. Well, on vacation, you have plenty of time. In fact, you get to plan your vacation.
Right.
So plan it around fitness. Fitness first. It doesn't mean your whole vacation has to revolve around fitness. It just means you have to put the fitness in first, and then build the other experiences and memories around it. So if I want to sleep in a little earlier, I still have to get my work in out at some point. Now, that might look differently for me. So I went on 3 or 4 hikes this time around where they were, you know, I wouldn't say they were brutal workouts, but they were definitely, I was breathing heavy. I was sore the next day, you know, challenging myself to work out. Another one was, we had a gym that was available to us. So hitting that gym a couple times this week and doing some of the stuff that I normally would do.
And we even had a TV in that gym where we were able to stream the Max T3 program there. So all we had to do was go to maxt3.com. We logged into the Digital Virgin, and then all of us were able to sit there right together and do our Max T3 workout. And honestly, that was a, you know, we had 12 minute workouts. We had 15 minute workouts. We got to all do them as a group. We stacked some of them together some days, and it was really wonderful. So it was a great resource to have on vacation.
And I think that's a great point. If you are a patient of a Max Living Office or aren't, and are not familiar with Max T3, it's a workout program that was designed by our doctors for our patients to really get them the best, you know, fitness in as short of time as possible. It's weight, you know, hormonal weight loss driven. It's full body workouts. And then my favorite thing about it is, Dr. Fred Roberto, who designed the whole program, is like obviously an expert in corrective chiropractic care. So everything is designed to support a spine that is well adjusted.
Fitting this fitness in.
That's ridiculous.
So I can't stop.
Two more And these, I think, kind of go hand in hand with each other. One of them is minimizing technology. So minimizing technology on vacation. And again, or what I would say is maximizing how you use technology on vacation. Right. Like, we love having the GPS, you know, we love having the streaming of Max T3, but just throwing the iPad in front of the kids for 6 hours at a time is not ideal. So we spent a lot of time both in airplanes and the car.
Right.
Airplanes, use all the technology you want, and or, you know, the kids also read books.
Right.
They were allowed to use their iPads on the airplane. When you're driving through Yellowstone National Park and there are buffalo and elk and grizzly bears,
right.
No iPads. Take this stuff in.
Right.
And so we were traveling in a van with another family. And one of the common themes was, you know, we would let the kids, when we were going through some of the more boring areas where there's just not a lot of sights to see, pull out the iPads, 30-minute time limit, and then we would shut them off. And in particular, when we were going through some of these places where there were cool sights, we agreed as two families, like, all right, technology's off. You know, you guys can have it back maybe in 2 hours.
Right.
And so limiting technology and really making sure that you maximize vacation.
And you know what's funny? It's not just kids that you have to be mindful about that with. And it's one of those things. This was one of the first times where I actually took, I've always had email notifications on my phone, and I was very mindful about going in and turning off all of my email notifications. All of the notifications in general on my phone, just turn them all off. I got text messages and phone calls, but other than that, there was nothing that was just trying to, you know, hit me with that dopamine to go check my phone while we were on this trip. And it was really like reacclimating. And it's something that I'm not turning those email notifications on my phone back on now that I'm home. It was a very enjoyable experience. And so it's not just the kids minimizing the technology. It's also for adults too, like really being mindful about that.
Yeah. And I think there were, you know, there's some people that were naturally more naturally than other people. And one of the things is like, I would set my phone down on a counter so I knew where it was. And I would pretty much ignore it until I needed to do something. I had to walk over there. I knew exactly where it was. You know, if your phone is on you on vacation 24/7, chances are you're probably not maximizing the potential of your vacation in terms of the relationships you're building and the memories you're making.
Right.
So my tip with minimizing technology would be have a home base for your phone, leave it there. If you need to check it, walk over there to do something and then plan on leaving it there.
Right.
So for me, one of those was, I knew you had your phone on you in your purse. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
But we had a camera there to use. Our son actually had a digital camera.
Yeah.
So I would just leave my phone in the car when we were out and about, because I just didn't want to have one more phone, one more distraction there.
Absolutely. You know what I think? Let me give you a little, we have our tip number 10. And I think that this tip is going to be a little bit of a bonus tip also, because this one has to do with your chiropractic care.
Yeah. So this is particularly a bonus if you're not under chiropractic care, then you're welcome. You're welcome for this one. You're welcome twice over.
Right. So for in terms, if you're a patient in our office and you're going on vacation, this is one thing that, you know, bar none, that your vacation is going to be better if you're maintaining your adjustments going into vacation. And if you're on a corrective care plan in our office, or you're on a maintenance plan in our office, and you know that you have maybe 3 adjustments scheduled in the week that you're going to be gone on vacation, or you have 2 adjustments or 1 adjustment scheduled on the week when you're gone on vacation, you are coming into the office extra visits beforehand, or splitting them extra beforehand and afterwards coming in. And maybe even sometimes you're coming in for extra adjustments above and beyond because traveling is hard on your body.
Yeah. So we spent over 20 hours in a car.
Yep.
This is a 9-day vacation. Over 20 hours in a car and over roughly about 7 hours on airplanes. Mm-hmm. 27 hours.
That's
an entire day of sitting in uncomfortable seats. Here's my rule in our office. Now, does every patient follow this rule? No, they have autonomy. They have freedom to make their own decisions. But our recommendation, and the best recommendation for your care, is if you're a corrective care patient and you're a 3-time-a-week patient, that you make up those visits before you leave or after you leave, ideally before. Right. So if you're three times a week, the week before you leave, you get adjusted five times.
Right.
The week you return, you get adjusted four times.
Yep.
That way you got your three, and made up three in between.
Right.
I know that sounds like a lot. It is a lot, but what you want to do is carry momentum into the vacation. That's why you do the two before, the two makeups before. And the one after, you're going to be glad you did that because it's your normal three plus your recovery one from vacation. So if it's over 3 weeks, you're taking 1 week off during those 3 weeks, five in 1 week, four in the next, that's your nine visits that would have normally taken place between your corrective care. Now, if you're a maintenance patient and you're getting adjusted on a weekly basis, my recommendation is different for you. You're going to be traveling. That's additional stress on your spine. You're going to be sleeping in a different bed. That's additional stress on your spine. You're going to be doing activities that are out of your normal routine. That's an additional stress on your spine.
Yep.
So you're going to do an additional adjustment. And the week you get, that's before you leave.
Right.
And the week you get back, you're going to make up your missed appointment on top of that.
Yep.
So we have people that'll go on vacation and they come back and they didn't get an additional adjustment before they left and they didn't make up an appointment when they got back and they come in on Wednesday and they got back in town Sunday and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm just so sore, blah, blah. And we adjust them. You're like, wow, you are tight from all the travel. Plus you missed an adjustment last week. You definitely need to get an adjustment in this week. In fact, I'd recommend two extras. So knowing that, like, that's how it happens. That's, I mean, take my word for it. I'm the expert on this. I do this every day. I feel it on hundreds of patients. So rather than waiting, being miserable through your whole vacation or maybe uncomfortable and then coming back, feeling like, oh my God, all that travel, get an extra one the week before you leave and get an extra one the week you come back.
Absolutely.
So if you're a weekly patient, that means two. If you're biweekly, there are some people that come in as little as biweekly. I don't love that schedule. But if you come in biweekly, then before your vacation, after your vacation, you're weekly for 2 weeks and weekly for 2 weeks after.
Absolutely.
You know, and then and better yet, if you're on vacation where there's a max living office, then the other thing you can do if you're in an area where there's a max living office is make sure your doctor emails your x-rays to you on your phone. Call the max living office ahead of time. We talked about this. We did this several weeks ago. We drove all the way out to Oklahoma. Actually, we flew out, drove back, to Oklahoma for a wedding. And we stopped in Dr. Nick Barnes' office in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
Because on the way back, we're like, man, this is too much travel.
It's too much travel.
And mind you, we were with chiropractors out on vacation. So we got adjusted, you know, out there.
Right.
But then after 6, 7, 8 hours of driving, we're like, we need to get adjusted. So we stopped in Dr. Nick Barnes' office, surprised him, and got adjusted in his office.
Absolutely. It's one of the best things that you can do. And it will make your vacation amazing. And you will feel great and be healthy and healing and just having a great time on vacation.
And unfortunately, you don't have the opportunity that Ashley and I have. Most of the time we're traveling with chiropractors. Right. So, and we do this on vacation that we get adjusted most of the time while we're on vacation, but we also still follow our own rules. And we make sure that when we get back that we take extra special care of our spine from all the hardships of travel. So
absolutely.
I just think that that's such a overlooked principle.
Yep.
And it, particularly for people who've been under chiropractic care maybe for 6, 7, 8 years.
Right.
And they think, oh, I'm just missing one adjustment out of 52.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And you might be able to deal with a little more, you know, lack of care during that time than some people could. But why set yourself up for that? Why not set yourself up for having such a great vacation and feeling great when you return?
I love it. I love it. Listen, if you loved this show, go ahead and click subscribe, comment on it, leave us a review. And also, if you want more information on how to stay healthy while you're on vacation, go to maxliving.com. You're going to find articles right there on how to stay healthy on vacation. You can learn more tips, more tricks. And as always, if you want to find a Max Living doctor near you, go to maxliving.com/locations and find a doctor near you.
Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast, and we are looking forward to helping you align your health.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.